Mrs. E. M. Carson, sworn in for the defendant, 61st to testify. I worked at the pencil factory 3 years. Rebecca Carson is my daughter. I am a widow. I have seen blood spots around the ladies' dressing room 3 or 4 times. I was at the factory Friday morning. I left about 12:45. I saw Jim Conley on Tuesday after the murder. He was sweeping around my table. I said, "Well, Jim, they haven't got you yet." And he says, "No." On Wednesday, I said the same thing, and he answered the same thing. On Thursday, when I said that to him again, he said, "No, I ain't done nothing." I said, "Jim, you know Mr. Frank never did that." And he says, "No, Mr. Frank is as innocent as you is, and I know you is." I said, "Jim, whenever they find the murderer of Mary Fagan, it's going to be that nigger that was sitting near the elevator when Mrs. White went upstairs." He laid his broom down then and went out. I could not believe Conley on oath. Cross-examination. My daughter and I work on the fourth floor. Mr. Frank was up on the fourth floor Tuesday between 9 and 11 o'clock. Everybody in the department was around there at that time. I don't know whether any of them heard the conversation between me and Mr. Frank then. I saw both Mr. Frank and Jim Conley on the fourth floor on Tuesday. I did not see Mr. Frank whisper to Conley. Mr. Frank never said a word to any of us about sticking to him. He said it was a deplorable thing, little Mary being killed. I have seen blood in the dressing room around the lockers and some around the mirror. I have seen girls up there mash their fingers on the machines. I have seen blood in the sink in the toilet room and on the machines where they cut their fingers. I saw a spot as big as my hand sometime last year on the fourth floor near a garbage can. It looked like blood to me. I have seen spots about as big as my finger, different spots up on the fourth floor. I have seen girls once or twice come in with their fingers mashed, come into the toilet room, and go to the sink after they had mashed their fingers. I don't know when I heard that Mrs. White said that she had seen a Negro sitting on the box. I think I read it in the paper sometime that week. The big spot of blood I was talking about was occasioned by the girls whose sickness was on them. I have never seen Mr. Frank or anybody else have anybody down at the office at any time drinking beer or doing anything of the sort. I did not go down and see blood on second floor near dressing room